Michael Jackson or something like that and just wear an umbrella and be like, oh no, the sun is so hot today.
He couldn't come in contact with the sun.
He had Villalago.
Whatever, nigga. I don't really care. I said be like Michael Jackson. It didn't not the reason why.
Isn't there a song called what?
The
Reason?
Probably. I don't know his discography.
I need a chart.
Right? We look like fucking music encyclopedia. I'm pretty sure there's a fucking song called The Reason. Max Google. Google. Hey, Google.
I feel like The Reason is like an old ass song. No, I'm thinking of Earth, Wind & Fire.
We don't own the copyrights to anything that Google's going to play.
Yeah, an algorithm shouldn't be dicks just because we're trying to talk about content that exists in the free public verse. Fucking stupid, lazy shit.
Google, play the song, The Reason.
That's probably who the stake you think.
How are you going to be a smart AI but then take shit down that shouldn't be taken down?
Why? Why go? Why it went to fucking numb? What the fuck kind of sense does that make? Stop playing.
If you ask for a song, it has to be the specific artist and the song. That's the algorithm. You said The Reason. This shit was like, all right.
It's because Alexa's not giving out that pussy. She doesn't have that good pussy, so y'all don't have a good relationship.
Or she gave you something else.
I'm fucking with Google, not Alexa.
Well, maybe that's why Google is non-gendered.
You prefer gender fluid?
No, I don't use AI assistants, but if I did, I'd probably have a female assistant voice or some type of refined butler.
Like Jarvis?
Yeah, not as like... Jarvis seems like he would have come from too high of a society. More like G from Fresh Prince.
Okay. For AI.
Yeah, if I was gonna use a voice assistant, that's what I'd use. But I don't use them shits. I still have thumbs and stuff. So
would you fuck AI pussy?
So you're asking would I fuck a robot?
Yes.
No, I'm not that desperate for pussy. No, I have thumbs, I have fingers and hands. I don't need to do that. Everything that people spend thousands of dollars on just to get a lifelike woman, I could just go online and get thousands of women to show me their vaginas for free. And I don't even ask for it. I don't even want it like that. Honestly, pussy's desensitizing. Talk about addicting. It's just pussy now because it's so easy to see.
Well, you could tell where this fucking episode is going. We're asking the age old question. Do you consider pussy a drug? Stay tuned.
Less work. Turn it down and listen to the experts. Gotta give a shout to the Talking Junk Network. Showing love, hosting battles, playing dope joints. The break room topics always staying on point. Never disappoint. We'll never need a makeover. We here for the takeover like Jehovah. Talking Junk break room takeover. On the podcast, dropping bomb facts on demand like Comcast. Now drop a comment whenever they're going live. Hit the YouTube channel right now and go subscribe. Peace.
Talking Junk Network.
Where entertainment lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to...
Your favorite rapper's favorite podcast.
See, this is why I like your show. You're very charismatic. You know the right things to say.
Welcome to The Break Room, the podcast that comes to you live every Friday night. New night, new topics, new discussions. We here. We got a new person in the house. Welcome, Suave.
What up, what up, what up?
And the same usual gang, minus three. I'm sure some will join us pretty soon. But Dre, Talon, Blacker, how y'all doing?
You already know, another weekend.
Another weekend, another topic. Another
pretty good because I've been hitting
another good discussion.
I'm forming marble under the spot, though. When I flex, it's like, ah, look at that shit. Motherfucker, give me another couple months. I'm going to be looking pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling nice.
That gym time taking you out?
Taking me, what do you mean taking me out?
On a trip, on a ride, taking you out.
No, I'm taking those fucking machines out, nigga. I'd be maxing the motherfuckers out. Fuck. No. I got hella energy. I work at eight. I work 8 hours plus, and then I go to the gym for an hour to 2 hours. I'm a fucking monster.
That's what you got to do, man. It sucks that we got to fucking live that way in the hustle, in the bustle.
It's all about real power, man. People are weak-willed.
Some people.
And I'm not saying that it's easy to gain willpower, but like people just relegate to just being weak-willed.
Some people would say weak will lead to addiction.
Yeah.
Do you think pussy can be an addiction? You think it could be a drug?
You asking me or you asking the class?
I'm asking the class. I want to see a show of hands.
I don't think it's necessarily pussy itself. I think sex can be an addiction.
You know, sex is still not even classified as an addiction legally.
Right.
I'm a sex addict. Please forgive me. I just have to fuck everything that walks.
Right.
The definition of addiction, anyway, is the fact or condition of being addicted to a particular substance, thing, or activity. Now, just that alone could tell you that anything could be an addiction. But we're not asking about an addiction. We're asking if it could be a drug. No, you can't sniff it. You can't snort it. You can't cut it.
Definitely can sniff it.
Well, I guess. You could taste it, too.
What's the definition of a drug? Look that up.
Definition of a drug is any substance other than food that is used to prevent, diagnose, treat or relieve symptoms of a disease or abnormal condition.
What's the second definition?
So what's the first definition?
I mean, often there's second, like, depending on the context, a word can have different use. So is there
context? Could you consider it a substance, essentially? I don't really think so.
Is there just the medical terminology and then that's applied to illicit drugs, which probably is the case because things are lazy.
All right, but what about adrenaline? It's a drug and an addiction, right?
I guess, but adrenaline, I mean, yeah, you can definitely get addicted to adrenaline. There's definitely adrenaline junkies out there that do extreme shit so that way they can get that specific type of like dopamine dose and shit like that. And I feel like that. And like addiction is tied to tolerance directly. The higher your tolerance, the more you are addicted to chasing something that gave you that high. And pussy seems to be a drug because it gives a high. But that doesn't mean that pussy itself is a drug. It just necessarily, it means it could contain something that gives you the same effect as a drug.
Yeah, I don't think pussy itself is what it is. It's the act of sex or the acts of busting that nut that you're looking for. That euphoria. It's not actual the pussy itself. I don't think it's what it is.
I can also agree with that, but then, you know, ask the user, you know, like, why would they consider it a drug if they do agree that pussy is a drug? Just like how, you know, Mr. Danger Zone was just mentioning, you know, like if you get to a point where you have too much of it, then you don't have it, then how is it going to react on you in a withdrawal kind of sense, versus you've never really had it, then you finally get it, and then like kind of like having that one girlfriend you only had, and after a while you're like, oh fuck, like now I can't stop beating my shit because I'm thinking about pussy, or maybe it's just now he's feeling to go find something else because for some reason he just got a habit, versus being calm about it, depending on the user.
I feel like if you look at it in an ideal state, pussy can definitely be considered a drug. If you look at, say, just from a guy's perspective, he'll find some and take it for a while until he gets tolerant to it and then find new pussy. Same type of drug, different strain, you could say. However,
right,
the addiction comes in when you find that drug that you only want that pussy. You don't become tolerant to it. Or, I'm just going to say that.
Well, there's sick motherfuckers out there that really don't give a fuck what pussy they get.
Yeah. I remember going to high school with some.
But what are some fucking weird things that you've seen drug addicted people do to get that fix?
Well, we were just talking about motherfuckers drinking urine in the chat.
What?
How you missed that conversation?
Yeah, I have no idea. I think
it's was it San Francisco or somewhere? Shit is just getting bad, and like the drug addicts are so hyped up for drugs that they're taking people's urine and trying to take the urine to get high off the urine. Like I can never imagine a high on urine. I don't know that you can. They might just still be high, and that's why they think it's helping. That's a fentanyl.
I mean, are you trying to smoke kidney stones like crack rocks?
They probably get to in a couple months.
All right, but seriously though, right? You steal shit, right? To get what you want. There are people that steal pussy every day. It's not right.
Steal pussy or steal to pay for the pussy?
Nah. What do you mean by steal the pussy? You gotta clarify that.
Yeah. All right. So
it's not something you can literally steal.
Yes. Perform. Suave, you're right. People can steal shit to pay for the pussy.
Right.
And paying for pussy nowadays is a lot. But there are also people who take it upon themselves to violate women and grab it and take it for themselves. Sick fucks.
Sounds like, yeah, but the way you're talking about it is like it's a commonality.
Bro,
I feel like we're jumping into muddy waters.
It happens every day. Right?
The way that you're saying is as far as I know, I've met a lot of niggas in my life. As far as I know, I have not met no rapist type motherfucker. I may have come across them, but I've never kept that in my party. And I'm definitely not saying they don't exist. But they have an MO and a type about them to where if you have discernment about people, you can smell that this is a fuck ass person. Don't fuck around with this person.
Don't be near
this person at all. Don't let them coax you with some bullshit.
Now, if facts say that you basically brush shoulders with killer a certain amount of time in your life, right? Not even
know. Hey, I don't know. I don't know what you're saying because my phone is static.
Well, my bad.
Nigga, do this every episode. My bad.
That's right. Typical Tallinn bitch. Get your shirt soon.
Nah, I said, I forgot what the fuck I said.
You were saying some shit about how you interact with a person like that every day. I just got back, but yeah.
Right. There's statistics, and I'm not sure what the statistics are. I'll ask Google in a second. You come in contact with a certain percentage of killers in your lifetime and not even know it, like brushing right past them in public. What are the what's to say that you don't do the same thing for rapists? They're out there. You don't know about them. The guy down the street could be holding a fucking woman in his basement nowadays.
Word.
All for the addiction, right?
But I don't know if that has to do with having an addiction to. That's a completely different fucking lane.
That's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's one and the same.
It's the reason why it's the first fucking thing, so I can get it out of the way. I understand. It's a slippery slope, as muddy waters, but we've done numerous episodes on serial killers. Excuse me.
That sounds painful.
Who has had an addiction of sorts and sexual erotic fantasies that they act out, that they need to act out.
Even if we, if that number was 10,000 episodes, in terms of population ratio, it's still not something to be stated in a way that it's a commonality.
Yeah.
That's a completely different angle. And I understand why you're bringing it up now because of that fact, but like, people like to bring this in and be like, well, no, that's completely different. That is not the same type of addiction. There's something else underlying in that almost always. And if you go for how many serial killers to people that don't fucking act and do like that as men, it's a very, very ridiculous proportion. It's not like a 2-to-1. That is not the case. If it was, the podcast wouldn't be a thing. The world would be fucked and we would have killed each other already. That's terrible.
Now we can move on to the fact that you brought up people paying for it, and there's different multiple different outlets to pay for pussy nowadays.
There's always been.
That's the oldest profession in the book, if you want to be technical about it.
I was about to say, yeah, like people have this is it's not a new thing by any means.
Yeah,
because it's going to be that motivated to make that. And silk, dude. Gold silk pussy always going hand in hand. Like, it's been traded. It's been bartered. Like, that's just the way the world fucking works. Whether you want to admit it or not. That shit is the oldest profession in the book.
Right.
It's like even biblical if you want to get technical.
Right. Right.
You want to get biblical about it, like.
Go back to this. Go back to the days of like the golden calf era. You know, like everybody was being moved around for some kind of price. Everyone and everything. Even in Egypt times, European times. Yeah, it's been
everywhere, bro. It's still nowadays times.
But to consider it a drug, it's like you, if you're doing all this moving around, right, and you're doing all this what you would call bad shit. How would pussy be the drug if you're not fucking it or if you're not getting your desire from it? Like, is it just because like you want a higher authority or superiority to how you can move it around or make it yours or make it yours to like have the say so? Or is it more than that?
Because it makes money.
That too. Pimping them out.
I care about the pussy as much as I care about the money. So, you know, talking from the perspective of a pimp. Pimps don't care about pussy like that. They care more about getting the money.
Mm-hmm. Church.
The pussy has to be there for you to get money, but it's not important. There's a lot of love. Goddamn.
The love of a pimp is different from that of a square, you see.
Mm-hmm. You're talking that talk, Dre.
There was a lady psychiatrist that does these little like 10-minute, 5-minute little presentations on Spotify and shit. And I was listening to it. I was trying to get a transcription. I couldn't get the full transcription for some reason. I can't find the full thing. Her links aren't current, I guess. But there's a little excerpt from it just to just to put a perspective on why this is even a topic, because ultimately, is pussy a drug? Really begs the question, is sexual addiction a real thing? Because like Dollar was saying earlier, you could be dickmatized. So the question can also be, is dick a drug? Right? So she says here, although sex addiction is the name, researchers and clinicians still debate what exactly contributes the game. A few years ago, there were an effort to add brand new diagnosis of hypersexual disorders to the list of official psychiatric diagnoses. But ultimately, the attempt was rejected. Left without a legitimate diagnosis, those suffering do their best to get help for a problem without a name or constant description. Whatever you call it, it's a real thing. And sex addiction, is more than just spending too much time at the mall and calling yourself a shopaholic, or eating too much Godiva and calling yourself a chocoholic. Indeed, there's research to suggest that sex addiction is not unlike drug addiction. A study out of none other than the University of Cambridge found that the same engagement of several brain areas, all involved in reward and motivation in people with compulsive sexual behavior, as previously found in people struggling with drug addiction. But sex addiction is particularly hard to talk about, double entendre alert, because it quickly gets into the realm of moralizing. Is the behavior really a problem, or just a problem to judgmental prudes? Here's how to tell if your sex life is ruining your actual life. And I can't click there because when I click there, it takes me to a blank page. So that is where that excerpt stops. But she is basically saying these fucking PhD guys at Cambridge, they did their fucking research and they found that.
Fuck them.
They're going to say the same shit about, well, the endorphins and serotonin in your brain go crazy when you do this or do that. You could say that about so many different things in life. That doesn't mean they're drugs or they're even addictive.
Right. It's just causing that reaction in you to want something, but it's not a drug of something you're taking to create that imbalance of looking for it as a drug. It's very different.
To answer the question, I wouldn't say is pussy a drug. I can't look at it like a drug because you don't need drugs in life. But we wouldn't be here if men didn't want to have sex with women. It's one of those, it's like a natural thing and it's instinctual.
The most primal instinct. Yeah.
Exactly. It's the most primal instinct we have as these human animals is to want to procreate. That's way more than just a drug.
Not even procreate, just fornicate.
But think about it for a second, right? A pimp told me, if you wear a condom every time you have sex, you're still a virgin. Because there's nothing like having sex without a condom. It's pointless to have sex with a condom.
My nigga Dre's dropping knowledge.
That's the way we're supposed to do it naturally. Because I know we all have used one, but at the same time, it's like,
Dre,
it's not what
you got another shirt coming.
Oh God, stop making shirts for me, bro.
No, I can't do it. Is that who the fuck says if you've only had sex with a condom, you're still a virgin?
Yeah, because you don't. You...
I mean, relatively speaking, he's definitely right. Yeah.
I know that's the fucking problem.
It's so true, it's funny,
and like. Like Swab said, it's a primal instinct to do it a certain way. So it's way past the drug. Like I don't need fentanyl to survive. I don't care for that. I don't need it. I'll never want to do it.
Right.
The difference once you accidentally bust through a condom, you're like, what the fuck? That's it's significant.
And like somebody else told me. You should never have to use a condom when you're having sex. Now think about it for a second. If you have to wear a condom when you're having sex with somebody you're not supposed to be having sex with.
bars.
Right. Not necessarily.
Bars.
Not necessarily.
I know not necessarily, but think about it for like,
thank just you, someone you might not want to knock up.
But the thing about it, if you a married man, you already know. If you use it,
that's different. You could forward those questions to my brother right over here.
No, I'm not. This is for. I'm just saying this in general. This is just general. I'm not pointing directing this to anybody.
Right.
But if you're a single man, it's like, should you even really be out here like that, smashing a bunch of girls without a condom? That's reckless. That's stupid. That's a dangerous way to live life.
I think that's more of a mature factor. And then we kind of switch in topics at that point. I think we need to just stay the course and just hone in on this specific topic.
No.
We're talking about more like moral compass.
Condoms when they ain't nothing but some fuck shit niggas and they know it, but they still busting raw motherfuckers. You can fuck with moral why you got busting raw cream pie and all these motherfuckers. You can't stop it. Mother bitch ass.
But like Jay said in the article, it gets to moralizing. And I'm not trying to be moral. I'm not trying to be moral oral over here and tell people how to live their life because I'm not perfect. I'm definitely
the guy. For sure. I don't think nobody is made perfect.
Yeah, that's where do as I say, not as I do comes from, though.
Right. Because it's like, you know the right thing to do, even though you might not do it. But it's the hard part of life. It's like, you know, I'm wrong sometimes. But I'm going to still do what I think is right.
Which sometimes is that pussy.
I think we all could agree that just pussy itself, if we're like objectifying it as just that, is not considered a drug. The act of maybe chasing it, the release, the relief, all the feelings that come with that might be
the high. The high. Yeah,
I would say thought of pussy is more of a drug than actual pussy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, not the actual. If we can objectify and just even say it like that, but just that being itself is not.
Because if you look at the growing trend of simping, thanks to OF and many other things, the idea of someone even acknowledging you with their vagina is got people putting people on pedestals they do not deserve to be on.
Bomb cat can be a drug.
They're not even actually getting anything from it, but the mental sip. So, like, people are becoming sapiosexual in the most depressive way. Rather than that just being a piece of who you are, to where the intelligence and the connection of who that person is as a whole turning you on, they're actually just getting used to only being sexually satisfied on a mental level as opposed to physical, because as long as somebody says to you in a text message they love to do this, this, and that, and let you do that, that, and this for X amount of month, you're fine, because at least now you don't feel like a lonely piece of shit that nobody wants.
There's mad outlets that can make people feel like they're not lowly piece of shits. And all of them consist of them paying money. All of them.
Of course. The people who are depressed and fucked up are some of the best people to make money off of.
So yeah. You would say is the addiction is deeper than pussy and deeper than sex. It could be more for yearning. They need that need for comfort.
They want to be acknowledged as somebody of desire. That's all most people want, is to feel desired by somebody that they themselves also fear desire for. But we fuck ourselves up and build things up that don't actually matter, to the point that we aren't ever actually looking for what we want, so we never find that shit. We keep saying, oh no, there's this and I can't concede that. You need to grow the fuck up. If you actually want to be happy, you want to find that pussy that is a drug and an addiction, you got to grow the fuck up. And that goes for women too. You want that dick that's going to hold you down and you don't think about nothing else? Hey, grow the fuck up.
Grow the fuck up.
Deadass.
Well, to feed off a little bit of what Dre was saying, right? one of the reasons why you don't want to be out here fucking all these bitches raw like that is because of soul ties. Y'all motherfuckers never heard of soul ties?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You don't want no soul bonds. You bring it on their juju, their problems, all that shit.
Yo, that's a fucking bad. Got your baby.
What the fuck just happened?
Again, this goes out to all those motherfuckers out here fucking raw that know better. Stop making these soul bonds with bitches that need to be better than you and either decide to be better or put on a fucking condom, nigga. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you niggas? I can't stand y'all. I mean, you know, women are another thing, but there are dudes that's like, stop fucking up. If y'all would stop fucking up, we all literally could just be like, that's a lie. But y'all exist.
Mm-hmm. And we get blamed for your dumb shit.
You think that guy?
He's a dumb motherfucking knuckle dragger. But that's, I'm hoping they hear it so they just get offended and be like, why you say that shit? I ain't no piece of shit. Yeah, you are, nigga.
And he got to listen to the show, so that way he gets that confirmation. So keep it coming. Let him know.
I'll probably say it again for you later in the show. Just keep listening.
All right. Well, sex addiction. What the fuck? Why can't I say addiction?
Because sex addiction's great, Jay, in a different topic.
Sex addiction. True. Anyway, sex addiction. Addiction, bitch, is defined as a lack of control over sexual thoughts, urges, and impulses. While sexual impulses are natural, sex addiction only refers to behaviors that are done in excesses and significantly impact one's life in a negative way.
Yeah, when you fiend for the puss, that's all it is. Like,
yeah, but too much.
Remember when Tiger Woods got caught up and they were like, oh, he's a sex addict.
I was right, up, yes. Bro. He just tried to clean that shit up.
Didn't David Duchovny did the same thing?
Really? I didn't know that happened to him.
Yeah, and then they put him in a show about it.
What'd you say?
They like made an HBO show called Hung or something like that, like about him being like a sex escort or something like that. Like, of course, yeah, he was the fucking half black, half Asian man gets lambasted, but the white guy, let's give him an HBO show about him fucking other lonely women.
I didn't know that happened. Was David Duchovny like affected in real life, or was it just a TV show?
In real life.
So it was. They made a TV show about him being a sex addict.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it wasn't about him, but he starred in it.
Okay.
Yeah, but he also had a show where he was. What it was, California.
I was just about to say that too. Yeah, coming from that.
It was about weed and sex, bro.
Yeah, that's all this man does after X-Files. He's like, I found some real freaky shit.
That's all you can do.
Fuck them aliens. They're not willing. They can't smoke a blunt and fuck
aliens. Have you ever fucked an almond eye?
Look at some of the compulsive needs that sexual addiction can take forms in. Sexual acts. Ooh, that's very vague. Prostitution. Watching or consuming pornography. Consuming.
Still watching it.
Obviously, that mean buying it?
Probably.
Maybe. Like fucking OnlyFans subscriptions and shit.
Not even that. Like people have been buying porn forever, even if it was right. Internet.
But it already said
buying porn in this day and age is insane.
What'd you say?
I said buying porn in this day and age is fucking insane.
It is, but like we were saying, it's people who are addicted to it. So they feel like it's really necessary to pay for whatever they want to watch, which is crazy.
I mean, you get that shit for free. Like,
maybe it's not the shit that you see for free.
I was about to say, maybe you understand. There's a lot of porn in the
bro,
world.
You gotta be into some dark shit to be exactly. able to pay that's for probably, like, premium, dude. Like crazy.
Maybe
shit.
You like you what you like anything. Though. Maybe you want your the precise camera angles to get
not
your
even that. It's way more people into the weird shit or the stuff that we would say is weird when it comes to porn than you really really think or know.
Right,
there's way more people into it than you would think. So it's like I can't. be open or comfortable about that. So when I buy it, I don't want to tell nobody. That's they're gonna look at me like I'm weird.
Mm-hmm.
I guess ain't no shame in my game.
That's why they got them stores. They know what y'all freak ass motherfuckers want.
Just go to Reddit. Somebody else
already. See, I'm not so sure I agree with the next one, masturbation or sexual fantasy, because everyone masturbates and everyone has sexual fantasies.
Yeah, but, yeah, but how many times you beating your dick a day, realistically? Like, you beating your dick 10 times a day so your shit is raw, like, you got a fucking problem, my man. Like,
right? You're supposed to get lotion, then it's not raw.
There was that dude in South America that died.
Was that, I think
from too much masturbating?
Yeah, it was. And it was like over like 200 times, I think, in a very short period.
That's crazy. What? You're just depleting your whole shit. Like,
200 times.
He literally, like, he masturbated until it started taking his HP away, and he still didn't stop.
His HP? What? What's his HP?
Don't play a video game. What do you mean HP?
Like, did you just talk about a printer? Like, I'm not his hit points, bro. Like, why would you go that far into hell and killing yourself? Like, you know what it is? You like look at it. Here lies
your dick's like falling apart. You're like one more time.
That's worse than asphyxiation.
Yeah, how did he die? What was the cause of death?
Hey Google.
He ran
out. The guy that died from masturbation, what was the cause of death?
Hey, yo, Macho says he's backstage. Just tap the search chip below.
Goddamn, Andrew. Yeah,
Macho. Yeah, what's good, bro? What's good, bro? I was back there for a minute.
My bad.
It was like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Did you clean up the plastic and all the, you know, the red stains on the floor? Like you just finished coming out of doing a crime yourself?
Is that cleaner?
Nah, I just came from.
Just got rid of church. Just got rid of a body back there or something.
Is that from church?
Oh nah, this is a fucking garage, bro.
A dungeon.
A bro, you said dungeon. You just came from church and you come to talk about pussy.
Yeah, hey, listen, I was about to pull the some good drop in front of me. I was like, I'm done with this shit.
It's disgusting.
Man, I don't go to church. It's not my thing, bro.
There's a reason why it's good, bro. Old adage of the power of water.
Yeah, nah, this is just some work shit right here. I gotta fix up back here. I got a fridge because I'm a lazy nigga.
So, Mach, since you're joining us now, do you think that pussy is A drug and or B addictive?
Depends on the person.
Extrapolate a little bit.
People that could get it, somebody that could get pussy, a lot of pussy just on demand, ain't gonna be addicted to it like that. People that could hardly get pussy might get addicted to it. Some people might just have a fetish for it.
Nah, I don't know, bro.
You don't know what?
If you have pussy on demand, it's like you're gonna be like, all right, what else can you give me?
To say you get pussy on demand is like, you got to understand, anybody could get pussy on demand. Everybody don't get pussy.
Technically.
I'm not talking about paying for pussy. I'm saying like.
That's a different story.
I'm talking about like.
I'm saying
on demand, like I could go to the club and I'm guaranteed I'm getting pussy tonight. You feel me? Like I just have gift for gab. Like I'm not saying me per se. I'm saying. A nigga that could just go and just
nigga, you just set a trade. That means you per se, motherfucker. I go to the club right now. I get some pussy. I got to get some gab. But I'm not talking about myself.
Well, so technically, you're going to break it down from one guy that can actually get more pussy than the person.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys that could do it. There's guys that go fucking day in, day out, day in, and they'll probably get one bitch a week or one bitch a month.
It's all like when it comes for guys, even though nobody believes it as dudes, is a real hard thing to come to terms to. It is literally your confidence of yourself. Because if you have confidence, guarantee
you're making yourself better, because you can't be confident in who you are without already building and making yourself better, such that you aren't really fazed by people being like, oh, you're not this. You're going to say, oh, well, you know what? I may not be that yet, but I'm working on it actively, so I'm not tripping about it. I know who I am. And when you get that confidence, it's attractive as fuck to women.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter what you look like. There's plenty of stories of overtly fat. Big Pun was the size of a fucking SUV, and he still got women. Hey, and it's not just because he rapped.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, but still,
rappers and athletes in the conversation.
Women are fine. Still, they're still
If Pun
was an all-time great rapper, women wouldn't flock to him like that.
All right.
Yeah, would it?
But, well, Pun is a very interesting character because he was not addicted to pussy. He was addicted to food. But because of his rap skill, that pussy was more addicted to him. Because that motherfucker was wild before you see how big he got. Before he was actually Big Pun, you're like, what the fuck? That's like, that's Macho Pun.
You're telling me you could be addicted to food but not addicted to pussy?
You'd be addicted to
right, food. Because he probably figured out I'm a good enough rapper that I can just eat whatever. I can have 8 turkeys today and still get blown. So why not eat 8 turkeys and drink a gallon of gravy? Like,
he was already fat before he became into the rap game.
Would put a KFC out of business just for lunch,
bro. It was a thyroid problem.
But hold on, he was already fucking obese before he even became known. He was the fattest nigga on the block in Webster.
There was a point where he was not. You can look it up, Jay. Go to Google and look up Big Pun not fat.
He wasn't.
Yeah, his high school pictures, you'll see he looks like a normal sized guy.
Yeah, but before he was known,
he was anyway. So
fat years before he even got known.
Conceding to Dre's point of not doing people. I have still seen this personally. I have seen some ugly motherfuckers have some pull just because they have confidence in their game, or to translate for these fucking new people, Riz.
Yeah. Are you a fucking
sometimes confidence is because sometimes it doesn't even have to be gifted.
That wasn't for you, Jay. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, but that's way before he was famous, though.
Again, though, like I'm talking about personal experience and having seen it. It's really about having that confidence, because I would see it personally and be like, I feel like I'm confident in who I am, but I was not really being confident in me and just holding my ground on that. I would be confident in what I am and then want to concede to whatever I thought would appeal to the pussy in question, because at the end of the day, when I look back at those things, that's all I was looking for. That was not a good look at all. I was just addicted to the idea of what I could possibly get. And so I would be willing to concede somewhat to try and get that. That is not going to help you at all. If anything, that's going to put you in the position of her being like, if I fuck up, then I could probably talk to this dude. But she's not talking to you. She's never going to talk to you.
What you're saying is true about like confidence in men is attractive to women. It's definitely a true thing. But don't get it twisted. We done seen plenty of these conversations where women are like, what's the first thing you look at or you like in a man? And it's going to be, oh, this is the reason why a motherfucker like Brad Pitt is going to get all the pussy in his life. He's got a lot of pussy.
I will not deny that. I will not deny that. If you're good looking, then it's like
that. When you look like somebody like that, you're gonna be even more confident because people have always treated you a certain way.
Right. My point was more so.
You're ugly people can be confident.
And then you add confidence in yourself, like you're able to get to that point that I was talking about, where like you are able to actually build on you. You can change your number from 0 to at least fucking 1. Now, if you're Brad Pitt, you didn't have to do anything, and you probably started at 100. That really isn't something for you to be concerned about, because you're not fucking Brad Pitt. You are a troll from the Lord of the Rings, But know that there's probably another troll out there that really ain't that trollish to you. But you gotta stop trying to go after Kim K or once that type of shit and be like, look, this is who I am, and I know what my best level is. I'm gonna aim for that, and I'm just gonna be confident in who I am. You might surprise yourself because you might be able to pull somebody that is so attractive, that type of confidence, and somebody that is so trollish that you're gonna pull something that makes other people be like, how the fuck you do that? Yeah, but because motherfuckers won't try it. Leave your mom's basement, work out once a week, and just like have confidence in yourself, get a job outside your home, and I guarantee you, you'll go from zero to something real. And you'll actually probably like the person too. It won't just be for some vagina because you're not going to go out to the club. That's not going to happen. Don't think you're going to be some club type of motherfucker. Go out in life and just meet people that like the shit that you like and be honest and cool with them. And you might really connect with somebody and get that addiction of pussy as opposed to just getting some drug of pussy. Because nobody, you don't want no drug of pussy. Motherfuckers that are addicted to that ain't shit niggas. And they're not really going to be shit in life unless they happen to have some type of talent like rapping, or they're able to build shit, or they're really good at business. If they happen to have some type of special acumen, yeah, they might be successful, but they still ain't shit as a person as a whole. So work on yourself as a whole and just be confident in that shit. And you might actually find yourself pulling something that somebody that was six figures could pull because of the fact that you're more confident than they actually are in themselves, because despite that money, they use it as a shade to hide their own insecurities.
On the risk scale.
I agree with you, though, because that's where confidence actually, you know, takes place, when you say, I don't give a fuck. You say when you go into an area where there's women where you're not supposed to be there, that's, they're out of your league, but you don't give a fuck that you get denied. Those are the guys that, you know, they fucking at bat 400 times a game instead of just being that bat once a game. Or
exactly. Once a game. It's all about being ratio.
Being a 300 hitter is one of the hardest things to do in all the sports.
Yeah.
So if you hit, well, you know, 170 in real life, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's better than most hit your
weight. Whatever, however much you weigh, that's what you should be hitting.
But, you know, you could also just go to the gym more. Like, don't fucking act like you're doing something when you're not.
I think a lot of guys, their fears is being put down and being, you know, say, going up to a woman and say, hey, what's up? And the bitch is, getting rejected.
But that, like, that makes you better. And I think
now when you don't give a fuck, like, if you have the confidence, like you said, and you don't care if you get rejected, you
eventually that builds confidence, though. You have to have the bravery as a man to go out and expect to be rejected.
Yeah.
Expect that shit. Expect it more than you will ever be accepted. Expect that shit. Because if you do, you'll be able to look back on that interaction and actually see maybe where you were fucking up. Or maybe see how you could grow from that. Or see how maybe it'll add to your game and be able to allow you to be able to be more confident in yourself and understand, all right, if I interact with this type of woman or this type of woman, this is what I can expect. This is how I can talk about the conversation. But you also need to know, what the fuck are you looking for? Are you looking for some pussy, or are you looking for that addiction?
Right. And you know what else will give you confidence?
What you smoking on in here, nigga?
Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be dizzy, stuck. Catch me with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gon' lie, I cannot get enough. What Caddy said, I need another one. Gon' have you coming back for more, but go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your stores. That dizzle.
Man, Ice Spice really looks different in those hairstyles.
Wait, fuck that. I never actually listened to the Dizzle interlude until now, and I'm like, wait, how did they get the Dipset anthem motherfucking instrumental? Like, how did they allow that? Just Blaze co-signed that?
Yeah, right. He must be hurting.
I've been wondering the same thing.
Just basically, like, yeah, man, I need some bills.
It's kind of catchy. It's kind of catchy though.
It's a good ass fucking fake ass. Blaze made some fire. That's why that's his name.
I don't know. I mean, he could have bought the beat.
Maybe. Anyway, progress to our sponsors.
Well, maybe he's getting a piece here.
Just like us.
Now, if you're just joining us, we were asking a question that, ironically, I don't know how, 11 years ago, me and Jasmine were talking about, and I just so happened to post it on Facebook, and it came up on my memories. So that was where I posed the question. Where this is what it said in the post. Let's read from 11 years ago, Jason.
Writing crazy on that shit.
That was a young motherfucker.
He said, "These bitch ass niggas out here."
That was like what? You were like 46 11 years ago, right?
Oh, fuck you.
Nigga was a geezer. I believe you could be addicted to anything, though.
Crazy discussion with the wife. Don't judge me, but is pussy a drug or not? And for the smart asses, I know you can't smoke, sniff, or inject, but is it not as addictive as a drug? The comments read, shit, it might as well be. I commented back. I said, the way I see it, if you consider adrenaline a drug and not the one from the hospital, of course, that's a drug. I mean, like when people do crazy shit to feel the rush, if that can be as addicting as a drug, anything can be, especially pussy. Another comment read, people get killed over it. It's just like drugs, so I would say yes. And people also steal it to get a fix.
Stealing it, okay.
Yeah, take it somewhere else's bitch.
I was going to say, that's where I came in when y'all was talking about like,
that's how niggas die for it too.
But that's different. I don't think most of these dudes who are rapists and try to be like serial killers and shit, they're not really it's not a sexual thing for them. It's a power dominance thing.
Sex might
but still, but they're addicted to the power dominance.
Yeah, but no, the addiction part so is different. Still, we're talking about pussy. Like this is why a lot of serial killers, they're not killing people who are of the opposite sex. Some of these serial killers are just killing people because it's like, damn, I know what it feels like to actually have that power
over life. Yeah,
I don't know, bro. There's a lot of serial killers out there that most of their victims were fucked beforehand.
And there's a lot that weren't. Some of them are just like, I don't know what it feels like to kill somebody.
Yeah, because they're not addicted to fucking. They're addicted, like, you know what you're saying? They're addicted to
the perversion part is different.
So yeah. I Googled real quick what drugs were released during orgasm, and oxytocin is the drug that plays into the building of an orgasm and the like the release, and then after that there's a release of dopamine that occurs afterwards. And at the end of the day, people are not addicted to things. They are addicted to their brain giving them dopamine.
Facts.
Yeah. Right.
Every time you like a picture, every time somebody likes your picture, your post has dopamine shots. Beep, 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 beep. That's why people go to their phone.
Exactly. Facts about that.
And it's like if I post a picture and I get like 15 likes, the dopamine doesn't really do much for me. But I can imagine what it's like for somebody who has 300,000 followers.
Yeah, it's microdosing you though, because you only got 15 likes, but you got 400 pictures with 15 likes, so it adds up for you. Nah, you just true. Don't notice it. You know, so it's just you don't notice it. It's just a smaller increments, but it's like. The dopamine is real shit. Oxytocin, it's a whole other field though. But I guess that's what it is. Cause you know, once you nut, you know, is how long that lasts?
That's why they have that phrase post nut clarity. Mm-hmm. And also the advice that if you're
right, which is why you're supposed to bust a nut before a date.
Exactly. Right. If you think that you might want to fuck, bust a nut first, because then you're gonna act right.
Every major decision in life, you should bust a nut right before it.
If you thought about killing somebody, you go fuck a beach of meat.
This motherfucker went to one of the most like situations. If you holding a gun to this motherfucker head, go bust a nut real quick and see if you really want to.
Just in case I have second thoughts. Yes. Like maybe he didn't deserve
come
that.
Back like, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill you. I've come to a conclusion. I'm gonna kill you.
Come back and pistol whip him, and then end up getting charges worse than if you murdered him.
All right. So look, here are some signs, right? If you're these are WebMD's signs of a sex addict, right? Sexual addiction can manifest itself in many different ways, both physical and emotional. It takes a healthcare professional to make a clear diagnosis, but here are some signs that can point to a sexual addiction. Now, we read a couple of things before, and it said that legally you can't diagnose somebody with sexual addiction because there's no clear-cut diagnosis for it, right? But here goes WebMD with a list, right?
So what they got them sex ed, whatever.
Obsessive sexual thoughts. Someone dealing with sex addiction may find themselves thinking.
So like you need to have a conversation with Jasmine as many times as you say that.
Sex addiction.
Someone dealing with sex addiction.
Addiction
may find themselves thinking persistently about sex. These chronic thoughts of sex or sexual fantasies may become obsessive or interfere with with other responsibilities. Spending excessive time on sex. While seeking out sexual partners isn't necessarily a sign of sexual addiction, if someone is spending excessive amounts of time and energy on sex, it may be a red flag. This can include spending time attempting to acquire sex, having sex, being sexual, or recovering from sexual experiences. Recovering.
It'll put you out.
What a night.
That's wild that that's part of the list.
For real, right?
Yeah, I'm calling out because I had a fuck fest last night. I'm not gonna have to
my dick fell off. Right, but think about it. There's men that have their women, they have their side women, they're addicted to porn, they have their subscribers to people's OnlyFans, they pay these bitches money on the side, so you know, for sneak peeks, special videos.
They get it from all angles of life.
Right.
They flood it with pussy.
It's kind of pushed, but yeah.
Every man's secret dream.
I'll say if you have money like Tiger Woods, then yeah, that makes sense.
Well, it's probably just there's nothing that just gives them that feeling like sex does. It doesn't give them that feeling of satisfaction like sex does. So that's probably why. They don't give a fuck. They're going to go anywhere to get it.
I think it's because busting a nut, as long as your mind is in the right spot, because there's you can have a terrible nut. I don't know if everybody has. I assume everybody's had a terrible nut. There's a difference. If you can find somewhere or someone that you can get a great nut consistently, that is of value, because it's hard to find other things that can give you such a consistent dopamine release without a tolerance increase that makes the return rate bad. Because you could find pussy to where it's just like,
you made sex sound like a purchase.
It's like the fucking best thing you ever had. Or you could have some pussy where there's diminishing returns.
Bro, sex is a purchase.
I know, but it's just funny. Like, his Best Buy fucking skills just came out.
My skills.
I thought he was selling something when I walked back in.
It was marketing.
What you eating over there?
Classic Edmonds chocolate donut.
I just had some powder.
I had a fucking Boston cream this morning. That shit was amazing.
As I'm dealing with the kids, I passed by a donut. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna grab one for my troubles.
Fuck God, look at that donut.
Ooh. Ooh,
hit the homer.
That's what I do when I see donuts. I grab, I'm like, fuck out of here's my donut.
So speaking of passing by donuts and having to grab one, the next thing on the list is feeling shame or depression. If a need for sex crosses over into an addiction, someone's sexual feelings might also be interspread with feelings of anxiety, shame, depression, or regret. The individual may feel shame about their sexual urges and their difficulty controlling those urges. They may even show signs of clinical depression or suicide ideation. Research shows that it isn't uncommon for people who are sexually compulsive to also show signs of depression, anxiety, and social anxiety. And one study found that among sexually compulsive men, 28% showed signs of depression compared to 12% of the general population.
I believe that.
Which part?
Okay.
Excluding other activities, a sex addict may fixate on sex to the point where they have difficulty engaging in their other activities. They may fall behind on responsibilities at school, work, or their personal lives, or become socially withdrawn. They may also prioritize sexual behaviors over other forms of relaxation or hobbies. Relationships with friends, families, and partners may suffer because of this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, see, I feel like...
I can't tell because I had to cough.
If you have that addiction, pussy, you're going to elicit some signs of a sex addict. However, it's going to be functional. Like, to me, the idea, like, if you find somebody you really fucking with on, like, all the levels, having sex every day is not ridiculous to me up until a certain age of virility. Like, if you're virile, that's not ridiculous at all. Like, once in the morning and once in the evening to go to sleep is not insane. If not, a little bit more than that some days. Like, it's not fucking crazy. If that's crazy to you, I don't know.
I think it should be spontaneous. Like, one day, just have it four times. One day, once. One day, miss a day. Right.
I'm not saying you should miss have a day. Clockwork, but multiple times a day regularly does not seem ridiculous. I think it only seems ridiculous because people only find the drug of pussy or dick for the ladies out there, as opposed to addiction.
Well, there's some ladies that can be addicted to pussy.
Look, I'm not going to spend time trying to delineate all the motherfuckers and all the different fucking shit. If you're smart, you can understand that I'm trying to cover all bases here. Yeah. You can do that, Jay, I guess. But if you can't infer that shit, don't listen to the fucking show.
Right. Well, continue, sir.
No, that's all I gotta say.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a problem being addicted to sex. I just think the problem comes, like what you were just saying, when it starts interfering with daily fucking routines, like you can't brush your teeth because you gotta bust a nut. You feel me? When it's stopping you from being to work on time, like, you could have still been a freak and go to work and just bust a nut somewhere at work, but, like, go to work
in the bathroom stall while niggas is taking shit next to you,
bro. Like, well, that, I don't know, that's a little too much, but as long as you're to work, as long as you're helping
No, don't do that. If you got a break where you can leave, like a decent break, go meet with your SO or whoever you fucking with, and then get your shit that way. But when you on the clock, don't be on your cock.
Yeah. You on the clock, leave the cock.
Yeah, don't bust a nut at work because somebody else got to cut that up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was a porter, so I know what that is, what that's like.
Yeah, don't do none of that.
But I'm saying, like, you know, my point is just be active. Like, if you're going to fucking be an addict, don't let it interfere with your fucking life. Let it be part of your life, I guess.
Yeah, but you can't tell an addict in any shape or form don't do this. Like, that's hard.
I've seen responsible addicts working in warehouses. They clearly on some hard drugs, but I tell you what, their production's amazing.
They need to work to make the money to get the crack, listen, to get the, you know, high.
Would you say, hey Jay, would you say that being an addict to, like, being addicted to sex is the most inexpensive one?
No, it's
probably the most expensive.
No, right. Let me rephrase that. Busting a nut, being addicted to busting a nut, is it the most inexpensive one? Because you can just bust a nut wherever the fuck.
I mean, because then this wouldn't be a topic. Like, you could just sit there and masturbate, but if you're busting that nut because you're fucking something, hence pussy, then that's where the euphoria comes.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but who's to say that somebody else's euphoria doesn't come from masturbation?
It just comes from
There's definitely people that get off that way, and women swear to God that they masturbate better than they get fucked. So maybe that's true for them. But, like, again, I feel like it comes to the mental thing. Like, if you're beaten off and your mind is into it and you're not just being a horny motherfucker, you might catch a good nut. But if you're just beaten off because you're like, I got to catch a nut, like, it's on your to-do list, you're becoming addicted.
It's biology, dude.
It's not good. Don't do that.
It's never the same when you say you jerk
off. I will agree. It is better with another person you connect with, though.
That farva.
Good. It's never the same because, you know, it's just different.
I feel like in society,
I feel like this guy is like incest, don't you think? When you fuck your hand, you fuck to yourself. It is. When you fuck your hand, you fuck yourself. It's you're fucking the DNA. It's the same DNA, so it's basically like it's incest.
Nah, somebody said it's not incest, it's gay. You gay for fucking.
No, I don't think it's gay. I think it's incest.
You jerk your dick. You like dick. Just that's
you like jerking dick, man.
I think it's probably
that's a incest. Fucking crazy way to think about that.
Word.
You might as well be enjoy stroking your dick. You like stroking dick and you're gay? That's crazy.
I just always saw it as incest because it feels like
incest.
You're not your
hands, bro. What the hell?
You could say yourself your own brother.
Listen, incest don't have to be your sibling, my boy. It just has to be same DNA.
Like, well, it's within the family.
It's not.
Come here. I got you.
Incest means you fuck somebody in your family with the same DNA.
No, it wording is funny.
It's like if you fuck your aunt, that's incest.
Right.
If you fuck you fuck your sister, you fuck your brother, you fuck
smash
whatever.
Your cousin. Yeah, I get it.
So if you fuck it. If you're fucking smashing your hand, you're fucking your own DNA.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get my hand pregnant.
You're not going to come out retarded with three eyes.
My hand's not going to start going baby legs.
My hand ain't going to tell anybody what we done did. So, you know, it's going to
You also can't get your gay twin brother pregnant either, though.
Look, at this point, if you're a grown man and this conversation that you're bringing up, you're either an incest freak or you're fucking gay. So I don't prescribe to
I'm
either.
I'm just, it is interesting. It's just weird shit. Like he said, you're gay for stroking your own dick.
If you could imagine a very slow car ride up a very tall mountain and then someone accidentally hitting the gas and going over. That's this conversation right now. Just
This shit was fun. This guy was
that shit.
I did on the mountains like that.
Like I'm almost there. Oh shit! It's over. I forgot how we got here. It's just funny.
Blue balls.
See, pussy can be a drug in this kind of situation because in the conversations, the mindset, and then you know the just the occupational hazard of you know. Wanting to get that and where we've come to, it can create a disaster.
I think it's all addiction because jerking off is like placebo effect. It's not really happening, but you believe it is.
True.
It's not happening. You're not having sex with no one, but in your mind, it's just like I give you a sugar pill, I tell you steroids, and you fucking gain 50 pounds of muscle because you throw them steroids.
Mind over matter. It's a very powerful thing.
Jerking off is placebo effect. It's just in the mind as if you're addicted to it. That's all the fuck it is.
That goes back to what I was saying before about like people who now are becoming sapiosexual to their own sexual gratification based off of the catalyst of somebody else who is doing this for as many people as they can, because I'm not going to make some high standard here. Unfortunate failures. But there are people out there that have thousands, just for the sake of argument, of people that they're communicating with like this, have a girlfriend experience. It's X amount of dollars a week. Motherfuckers are so starved for that type of literal real connection that they will pay for a fake one that could come with the possibility of somebody saying, whether they mean it or not, they want your dick.
It's true. That's what I'm trying to talk about. Like people just fucking, they lie to themselves. So, you know.
But isn't that part of the addiction when it makes other?
That's what I'm saying. Addiction could come however the fuck. What you make an addiction? What is it that they say it takes? What 21 days to create addiction?
Yeah, like
we all became.
Did he freeze?
It looked like he did.
Yeah, he froze.
Yeah, he froze him.
Damn.
It's that dungeon Wi-Fi.
His right? wife heard him talk about sex. She pulled the cord.
He was on a roll because he got stuck mid-face turning into...
She reset the Wi-Fi.
Something came behind him and just grabbed him by the face.
Take 21 days to make something a habit.
So if you fuck for 21 days straight and then you stop, it's definitely going to be a habit.
Hey, is Macho in New York?
I don't think
he's in Florida.
21 days to be addicted.
Now, what you said, Dre?
I don't think you need to have sex for 3 weeks to be addicted.
I don't think
that's I wasn't concluding to that.
Once you have the experience, it's awe-inspiring. The right way, though.
Yeah, that like Dre was saying, that raw is something else. That's why once you have it, if you get it and you didn't fuck up and bust inside, if you didn't mean to, you need to be strong-willed enough. If you like, you need to just be like, all right, I need to know that I can't be fucking raw like this unless I'm down with possibly having to raise a spawn with this woman.
A spawn.
Well, you know what? If you look at some of these kids out here, that's what they are.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's women out there that go, oh, but it's a blessing. Nah, somebody fucked up and busted in you. That wasn't a blessing. That was a fuck up.
Put that shit under a bridge.
I mean, I love children. That's a little harsh. I mean, with respect.
Michael said, yeah, well, you know what? Do you work in retail? No.
Yes, I have.
Do you? I said.
I work with a lot of people, right? So it's kind of like retail.
That's what I thought. What is it? Cock o'clock.
Johnny B.
That gotta be referring to Macho. Talk about beating other work.
Word. And I'm like, I got a 15-minute break.
It's like, I gotta go take my break.
Ironically, for the past 10 minutes, we've been talking about masturbation, and that was the next thing on the list. Masturbating excessively.
Wait, isn't that how we got into the whole thing about how somebody died because of that?
What is going on here? Are we in a Russian roulette? What the fuck?
No, really. We started talking about masturbation before I even brought it up.
No, I'm saying, why is there only three of us? We had six. Okay, four. There we go.
Rizzler's back.
I was going to say, this is getting concerning. They're slowly taking us out.
First is going to Rizzler. Then it's going to be the Jizzler.
The Jizzler.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, that was gross.
Well, it says here, while masturbation can be a healthy way to explore sexuality and express sexual drive, excessive masturbation can be a sign of sexual addiction. This might look like compulsive masturbation, masturbation during inappropriate times like work,
movie theater,
mid-conversation.
That's very inappropriate.
Masturbation to the point of causing physical discomfort or pain. It means rubbing your dick to the point where you have no skin.
Or you die.
Or you die, right. Whichever comes first.
Did you look that story up?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
All right, fuck it.
I think I typed it somewhere.
No, I just wanted to know what the cause of death
was. Jay's got like 1,000 tabs open. His computer's super slow.
I do got a bunch of tabs open. Fuck you. That's only when I do this shit, though. Anyway, where the fuck was I? Cock o'clock. Oh, man. Engaging in risky or inappropriate behaviors. In some cases, sexual addiction can lead to inappropriate and or risky sexual behaviors, like masturbating at work. This includes exhibitionism, public sex, sex without protection, and sex with prostitutes. That's crazy, because that's what you guys were talking about earlier. Sex without protection.
And prostitutes.
In some cases, this can lead someone to develop sexually transmitted diseases. Studies have shown that those who identify as sexually compulsive are more likely to develop sexually transmitted diseases like HIV.
And also describe themselves as an accountant in their bio.
Why specifically an accountant?
You know, I don't know. They might they make this up and put like paralegal, some shit that only takes like a couple of years.
Oh my god.
All right. So there's definitely a lot of fucking
DNA.
Nothing exact. Trying to find that story. Can't. It's just too much to read. A man nearly died from masturbating after his orgasm triggered a brain aneurysm. 6-year-old boy dies from masturbating 42 times. I can't believe any of this until I read it. And even then, it's like.
Bro, time out. You tell me.
42.
He jerked his dick so good, he had a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, well, hold on. A man nearly died. That's a good thing. Yeah, but here's the thing, though. The website says from Business Insider India. Like,
what?
No, how does that? I don't know.
He better have
it's a business story.
Why is this Business Insider India?
Right? He was like the owner, the mogul.
The result of this was $100 million drop in the stocks.
You were just saying if anybody jerks off at work, this man died at his fucking desk right there with that. Or, I don't know, bro. Like
on the stock market, like fucking floor. He was just jerking off and being like, bye, bye.
It's just too much to read. To treat him as it's like if for you to catch an aneurysm, you were, what the fuck were you doing? Like, this is just too much. They're getting too much into he got treated because he masturbated multiple days. He experienced a subarachnoid hemorrhage, a brain aneurysm that causes blood to seep into your skull. Okay.
Oh, sounds like he was doing that angry shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Though the man survived and was discharged from the hospital 2 weeks after admission, a doctor who didn't treat the patient says he was lucky. According to a neuropsychologist, 40% of brain aneurysm patients die. So he lived after his fucking masturbation aneurysm.
Okay.
He lived. It's just
still beat off.
Oh, yeah. But after masturbating, the man came down with severe headaches and vomiting.
He's like, it's worth it.
Yeah.
For real. My head hurt.
Man. No. An addict.
That's why I didn't want to like try to read too much into it, because I know now they're gonna just have a full story of just crazy shit you never thought of. Listen, this man likes beating off. That's fine. But that's fucking crazy.
All right, next on the list is cheating on partners. Someone with a sexual addiction may feel compelled to seek out sex with new partners, even if this means cheating on a partner or having extramarital affairs, or what's it called? Just
cheating on a partner?
No. Well, they call fancy them sneaky links. And what else? What does Jada call it?
All these fancy terms to say you're cheating on somebody, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
She said anyway. Entanglement. That's crazy to say. Like an entanglement is something that happens like by accident.
That's what happens when you walk into a spider's web.
Yeah, we got entangled. It's like, no you didn't.
I kind of feel that entanglement kind of meant like Will was fucking him too.
Probably. But, you know, he kept his mouth shut about that.
Right. Except while he was doing it.
How you know?
I'm just presuming, man. If we're going to make assumptions, why not go all the way?
Right.
I mean, it's the only way it feels good if the mouth is shut. They may seek out what? One night stands on a yeah, you'll get it.
Okay.
Major red flag.
See, I understand you could take that in many ways.
Again, I'm gonna borrow a line from Archer here. Phrasing.
Oh, here's the kicker here. Committing criminal sex offenses. In some extreme cases, people may engage in criminal activity like stalking, rape, or child molestation. While some sexual offenders may also be sex addicts, there's no evidence that sexual addiction can lead someone to commit sexual offenses.
That's dumb.
What's dumb?
To say that if you're addicted to sex doesn't mean you'll be a sex offender. It's like, yeah, not necessarily, but I think if you're in that category of being a sex offender, especially a really bad one, you probably have some sort of level of addiction.
Right. Right. In some way, shape, or form, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Or some type of... You see, this is why I don't get about shit like that, like pedophilia and shit, right? It used to be classified as a mental illness.
Yes.
Now they're trying to classify it as a full-fledged gender, whatever the fuck.
A gender orientation? Yes.
How, bro?
I don't know how. I can't explain how, but yeah, that's happening.
Should better not be happening. And it's been happening anyway. It's just more mainstream now.
Yeah, they're trying to push it on society. So we look at it and say, oh, it's not that crazy. There's a lot more, like I was saying earlier, how there's a lot more people who are into things and like porn that you would never expect. There's a lot of people who aren't that really surprised or taken back by people being pedophiles. It doesn't outrage as many people as you think it would.
It should.
Yeah, but everybody don't look at it the same way.
No. It's one of the saddest facts of life nowadays.
It's like, damn, y'all really don't care about this like that.
Well. You have the audacity to get pissed off because somebody fucked your coffee up, but you hear that there's people out here fucking kids, and you're like, oh, that's terrible, and just go drink your coffee.
Yeah, like this one.
Pull me up another, please. I'll take another, sir. All right. Treating sexual addiction is the last thing on this list. And it asks, can sex addicts change? It says yes. Although it may require treatment from a medical professional, like a psychologist, psychiatrist, or a sex therapist, like who we had on for Valentine's Day. Depending on the underlying cause or how it manifests in someone's personal life, treatment may vary. If the sex addiction presents alongside another underlying anxiety disorder or mood disorder, the treatment plan may also include medications. That's crazy.
You ready for night-night?
That's what usually happens after sex. Forms of treatment can include one-on-one therapy with a medical health professional, cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, psychodynamic therapy, group therapy, support groups, inpatient treatment, couples counseling, or marriage counseling.
We're here for you. Yeah, going to sex therapy is crazy. That sounds crazy.
I don't know. It seems like it could be
interesting. You can go to sex therapy. You're either not communicating enough or you're with the wrong person. It's that simple.
Okay, yeah. I can see that. Sorry, I had to take a swig of my apple water from fucking...
What?
Apple water.
From Wally World. It's just that sparkling fucking water
and shit,
like,
bro.
Flavored like apple.
We strained the water over slices of very thin apple for about four times so we could get the essence of the apple.
Apple essence, dude. You gotta love it, man.
And then we take the apples and we dry them and we sell them as apple chips.
Then we take the shit from the sewage processing plant. We take the apples out of there and put it in your pig feed.
Well, for the people who are in the shit play.
Right. That's a whole nother episode in its own.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. Whole other episode. This man's like, yeah, I'm in the shit play.
Well, at least I'm not in the shit play.
What do y'all feel about tonight's episode? What do y'all feel about the question we asked?
I thought you were going to ask about shit play.
No, not shit play. I don't want to. That's disgusting.
What the hell?
What do I think about the question? I think people are... So to answer the question, like I already did before, I don't think it's a drug. I think it's a little bit different. But a lot of people... I noticed like one of the answers that you said... Is somebody was like, well, people die over it. It's like, yo, people die over so many different things in this world that are not drugs.
Right.
People die every single day over things that we would never look at or classify as a drug. So why would pussy be put in the category of a drug now? So many people look at the conversation or the question, and they didn't, I don't think they really thought about it for real. Like, they just yes or no'd it and didn't really get critical with it.
Right.
Sugar be killing hella people.
Sugar's a drug, though. But people don't look at it that way.
Right. Yeah. Sugar creates dopamine
muffin. Wait, we're both talking muffin? At the same time.
I heard dopamine muffin.
No. Like the dopamine for your brain. It's I'm trying to think of the neurologic term of it.
Like of having a lot of sugar is just like having the same dopamine effect of taking drugs because of what it does for you.
I got the sugars.
Which is the same case with sexual addiction, and it's still not even classified.
You mean it's not classified like in the DSM?
Yeah, they don't know. It's not recognized as a viable addiction to seek therapy for. You know what I mean? To seek treatment.
Laugh at it.
Right. People right. Oh, you just beat your meat too much.
Like you just horny.
Right. Yeah, right. You just can't stop touching yourself, can you?
Like you just like Tiger Woods.
You were never popular in high school, were you, sweetie?
Who's there?
It was Nathan.
You want to say hi, cousin?
I'm watching.
Come here.
Hi, mommy. How you doing, pal?
Say hi, cousin.
Hi there.
Hush.
Oh, shit. Yes, that's right.
Just right.
That's right. Good night. Love you.
Night.
Good night.
Anyway.
This is a great show to bring your kids on to, Migs. Great show.
Right?
Hey, right.
I didn't bring him onto the show. He knocked and opened like a gentleman, as you probably heard. This kid has nothing but manners. He knocked first. He didn't know
what was listening and had an opinion. You didn't let him say it.
What? Daddy, I just came out
of him recently. Let me tell you.
Well, what was your opinion, Tyler?
I feel like I spoke too much. So just to submit, pussy can be like a drug, but it's not addictive like a drug. We are addicted to different things, specifically dopamine. But when it comes to sex, you become addicted to a person and the sexual gratification you can get from that person. If you can do that. But most people are just treating sex like it's just a passive drug. You buy an eighth, and then you use it, and then you run out, you buy another eighth.
Pretty much. Jack Black.
That's why y'all motherfuckers are so empty.
and I kind of agree. You know, just like how I, at the beginning of the episode, when I was saying, like, it depends on the person, depends on the user. You know, like what is considered to be a drug and what is the effect of that person, you know, taking said substance or getting used to what he's getting used to consider it a drug. It's all on the person. It's all about their tolerance. And when you abuse your tolerance, you become this addict for it in a sense. So whatever it is, whether it is pussy or drugs, it just makes the person act out more than usual because that's what they're yearning for. So that's their intention. That's their target. So until they get it, they don't know how to act. Like somebody who's never had pussy, but they probably watch a lot of porn or hear a lot of people talking about sex and getting pussy. You know, they just got to have it. They got to be part of that conversation now. Keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing. It could be for a number of reasons. It's just crazy, like how Dre said, for a pussy to be put in that kind of category because there's nothing near a drug, but the need, the want, and the yearning for it gives people that effect that where it's like, yo, you want a fucking drug? Calm the fuck down. It's just pussy. You know? Chill out. You bust a nut. You got wet. And, all right. Do it again next time. But it ain't that serious. But yeah,
humans are crazy.
Humans are crazy.
Right. We can be addicted to the most craziest things.
Like this whole plane of existence is crazy.
Especially what we evolved into.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about what we evolved into. But it's just crazy.
Yeah, not evolved, but yeah.
You gotta excuse Migs. He, you know, he just evolved like last week.
Fuck you. Yeah, I did not just evolve. That was more like a month ago, all right? New year, new Migs. Nah.
Just like we're evolving every day. What was that
song? Hey, bitch. What's your opinion?
Who, me? My opinion?
Why'd you respond, you bitch? What's your opinion, Jay?
It's your blurry ass background.
What the fuck? Oh, sorry. My opinion on the matter. It's crazy because I posed the original question also 11 years ago. What is my opinion on the matter? I think it can be a drug. I think it, but like you said, it depends on which aspect you break it down in. It could be the companionship that really you're yearning for. It could be the dopamine, the adrenaline rush. You know what I mean? It could be a plethora of things. A plethora.
Fucking fence walker.
he pulled out that one word he actually knows how to say. The
only core exercises to do shit like that.
Plethora.
What?
Because your balance on the fence is so impressive.
I walk a fine line, Tyler.
Right. That's what I was saying.
These boots are made for walking.
You walk on a lot of fine lines.
What they'll do. What are these?
This boot is made for knocking. I'm
going to walk all over you.
How's the audio sounding? Pretty good? Pretty good.
It wasn't bad. You should be on a Logic track.
You have the voice. Yeah, you have the voice. You have the face for voice acting.
Right, I know. Thank you. A lot of people told me I have the voice
for radio. When they hear your voice, we should not see the face.
I mean the face for radio. You're right.
Yeah, face for radio.
You got the hands and body for being a a mascot.
Cool. I've been told I've been shaped like a big old teddy bear. It's okay. Just let me tell you, boo-boo. Tune in next week and every week after, and we're sure to give you a picnic basket full of episodes. Stay tuned for more.
Knowing what picnic baskets are back, like really about,
how do you put
Yogi Bear?
How do you put episodes in a picnic basket?
Ass white hood wearing motherfucker.